1714, Monte Cristo.
Would be the next project.
Excuse me, do I get to stay tomorrow on that?
Does she get to come out and talk?
Your applicant's wanting to speak, Dave.
955, do I get to say something?
The applicant on that.
The applicant.
Probably have a rebuttal.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay.
No, we want to hear if it has pertinent to.
I just want to point out, and like he said, it's not in the subdivision, and I don't want to ruin the subdivision. Unfortunately, that's the only way in. And if you saw the house, it's like an executive house, it's a beautiful house, so the people that would come in aren't like spending like $50 a night, you know, in hoopla. It's people, you know, who are going to spend a little more and just want a nice family vacation, and that's all I'd want it for. And like I said, it would just be seasonal during the spring and summer. That's all I want. Thank you.
All right.
Yes?
Will you be renting this yourself, or you go to the agency?
I was going to have a lady help me with the techs and stuff, but I would like to do the cleaning and help maintain the lawn, because there's a lot of lawn. But yes, I'd be hands-on involved. And this is our, would be our only vacation rental, so it's not, we do it for a living. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you, I'm sorry I missed you there.
All right.
1714, we have a representative, is Mark here?
We do not have a representative.
We had an email from the owner that indicated he was going to postpone till July, but then the representative called and indicated that he couldn't get ahold of the owner, but he's going to come anyway, so we left it on as a go, so it's your decision if postponing or?
Let's postpone it till last, and then we can.
Okay.
Put it to next month, if that's all right with the rest of the board, and give them a chance to be here, they might show up.
And he had the next two, so we'll do that to the next two.
Has the next two, 1715.
Yep, 1715.
We'll put those on hold for right now. Next one would be 1716.
Okay. 1716, the Bristol Road Vacation Rental, Rachel Dunlap. Representative Rachel Dunlap is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division III special use permit allowing for nightly rental of the existing single-family residence. Property is approximately 1 acre in size per the Taney County assessors. Access is from Bristol Road. Property is Lot 2 of the Frigoli's Lazy Acre subdivision, which is kind of our aerials. If you remember right here was the well that was put in for four lots, but now she actually owns that well. I'll let her explain that. It's a picture of the front of the home. Front yard. It's to the left side, and that picture got big on me. There's another picture of the front. The applicant indicates single-family home is a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home. The property sits on a one-acre lot with a private well and an on-site wastewater system. The property has a backyard with a cabana grill and an above-ground pool. There is a two-car attached garage along with a two-car closed-in carport. There's also ample parking room in front of both garages. The nearest residence approximately 300 feet from the home. And I failed to put in here, but I did go out personally, and I didn't observe any on-site failure that was past or present, so. For the assessor's information, the single-family residence was constructed in 1992. He approved it for concept April 17th. And next is our definition of nightly rental. And the next is our maximum occupancy. This project received a score of a -5 on the policy checklist. And if the Taney County Planning Commission approves the Division 3 permit 1716, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the resident located at 417 Bristol Road shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy, which for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based on the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. The 417 Bristol Road rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Eight, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. Nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Do you have anything that you want to add? I've got a couple of other people to speak on it.
Map it out for you.
If not, we'll let them speak, and I promise I won't forget you.
I guess just ahead of the game, I'd like to say that I am a renter. I have rented VRBOs so many times throughout my life, and I'm not a registered sex offender or a convicted felon, and my family has thoroughly enjoyed doing this. And what I foresee, same as that lady, it's a very nice home, and my rental rate would be close to $300, and you have the right to refuse renters or accept renters as a renter, as the owner. So there are so many places I can't imagine this being rented several nights a month.
Yes, correct.
Just trying to find a way to help supplement income for my family. So that's all for now.
Okay. Thank you. The first one signed up, Jeff
Presley.
Okay.
My name is Jeff Ressler. My wife, Lou Ann, and I are here. We own the property just north, well, a couple spaces north there, Scott. 567 Bristol Road right there.
Right there.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
We've owned that property for over 25 years and lived there over 23. We originally bought the property because it was zoned residential and kind of feel like it should be kept that way. We moved to the neighborhood because of the quiet, limited access. There's not, if a car comes to our house, they're lost, type of deal, and we kind of like to keep it that way. We're just kind of concerned that once a precedent has been set that you start renting out, then the next person and the next person. I don't know how the commission works or how that comes
and
about.
On a special use permit, sir, it's not transferable.
I just mean the next person down the street may decide, we're going to do that also. But like I said, I don't know how the commission operates, but I kind of feel like it should be, you know, if you're going to build a new house, then you can zone it differently, but the ones that are there, but that's here and there. Like some of the other people have said, we're just kind of concerned about having a lot of more traffic because that is a limited access. There's one way in and one way out. You come across the overpass there and come up Bristol Road. I'd really kind of hate to see a lot more traffic in our neighborhood because it's five or six houses, and like I said, that's the way we'd like to keep it. Also, you know, if the nightly rental thing happened, then, you know, again, could somebody else get a different special use permit for condos or apartments? And we just kind of like to leave it the way it is. And again, I'm not familiar with how things work as far as real estate values, but I'd like to keep my property values high like they are now, so I don't want to see it disturbed. So that's all I have. If you have any questions.
Question in your space, sorry. Any questions for? Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Steve Hughes.
Good evening. My name is Steve Hughes. In 1988, I purchased our home at 508 Bristol Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri. The reason I did, no traffic there, away from all the condos, the hotels, and the nightly rentals. Since that point in time, the branch and area no doubt has changed, but this is a small residential area. There's not any commercial thing back there whatsoever. And I'm opposed to it simply because of the change it makes to the neighborhood. And I'm going to give you some reasons that I think that to be the case. I have three granddaughters that live there. They're 16, 13, and 12. They walk by the house every day as they get off the bus. I don't think that this is a good thing for the subdivision or the people out there. I have no problem with her trying to make some extra money. I think that's cool. But I think this is the wrong place to make it.
Any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I told you I wouldn't forget you.
Well, appreciate the comments from our neighbors. I don't believe I've ever seen this gentleman who just spoke, but I do know that the Breslers live all the way at the end of a road, and I'm the first house you see on the left, so there's not going to be a lot of traffic that's going to go down near their home. In terms of the value, I would be more concerned about the people who move in across the street, who have cars parked everywhere, and you can't do anything about people when they own their home and construction all the time. So, again, I would be very careful in who I allow to rent there. And I'm a mom, a single mom with children who I would protect. And I have been a renter before. And I'm a great person. So, I'm sorry, I'm nervous. I'm a teacher. I'm used to talking to sixth graders, so I appreciate your consideration. And
that's good to hear. You only live about a half mile south of me, so I didn't.
Yes. Yeah.
Any questions for this lady?
Have you looked into the cost of the to be in compliance with the fire department?
I have not. I'm not sure what I need to do for that. But I have talked to my insurance agent, and I have a policy and plan. I've talked to an accountant. I have not listed this for rent or done anything without approval here first. So I will definitely follow whatever steps I need to ensure.
It's just a costly thing to get in compliance.
Okay. So I need to contact the fire department?
If you were approved, you'd need to get a hold of any, whatever compliance they would have. That's one of the requirements.
I want to know what it cost me to be in compliance before I jump through those hurdles.
Right. I'm sure I can handle the program, whatever.
Anything else?
Okay.
All right. Thank,
thank
you.
You.
1717, 226 Stony Point. We have a rep.
Okay. 1717 is 226 Stony Point Drive. We've got Gary Billingsley, Maria Powers, representative. This is on a corner lot in the Fieldstone. It's corner of Stony Point and Black Rock Drive. I think we have our bearings here. Kind of a view from the west. Representative Gary Billingsley is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing for the nightly rental of the existing single-family residence. I think that was the north view. Here's some photos.
Okay.
kind of standing right on the corner, not quite on the corner.